Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Center for European Studies housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Anka Gurzu. For terms of use, please visit our website at www.carleton.ca/ces.
I'm Patrick Barnes. I'm a correspondent for the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, a German newspaper. Last year I published a book called Die Panikmacher, Die deutsche Angst vor dem Islam, which would translate as The Scaremongers, German Fear of Islam.
Your book comes in response to other books that are highly critical of Islam, and I'm wondering if you can tell me, what are the problems with those books?
My main point of difference is that they conflate radical Islam and Islam as such, and they say we are at war not only against radical Islam, but we are at war against Islam, so Islam as such has to be defeated.
What are then the factors that explain the increasing fear of Islam at the societal level? And is it just migration, or is there other factors that explain it as well?
I think there is something as banal as the scapegoat mechanism, that the social problems in the context of immigration, which do exist, and the political problems with political Islam, and obviously the problem with the criminal nature of a terrorist Islam, that they now fall into a time where the political systems in our democracies experience a crisis of legitimacy, when people have already very many reasons not to trust politicians, for example, because they worry about what will happen with their retirement account, and so that these immigrants, which very often draw on the resources of the social system, they come in handy as scapegoats.
To what extent, then, is this fear of Islam a result sometimes of people's observations in their day-to-day lives? And to what extent do politicians, like you mentioned, aggravate the situation, or the media as well?
The funny thing is that even in regions of Britain and regions of Germany where there is no Muslim immigration, you have very strong prejudices against Muslims, because today the things you read in the media, especially in the things you read on the internet, are in a sense more important than the things you experience on a daily basis, because in order to make sense of what you see in your daily life, you must already know something, and this knowledge comes obviously from the media, and you get it on the internet. And I think there is a special responsibility for politicians not to use euphemisms, of course, but to reckon with the fact that prejudices travel fast and settle fast.
How worried are you about this phenomenon that's going on in Europe, and what do you think are the consequences?
What I find at least worrying is that we do seem to have very, very entrenched notions about Islam. It's now more than 10 years after the attacks of September 11th, and I think most people tend to think, well, we have heard enough about Islam during this last 11 years. We know what Islam is about, and many people say we don't like it. And this very, in a sense, very understandable reaction has already led to political consequences. For example, in Germany, we have in all those regions where there is, in fact, a significant Muslim population, we have now laws against women teachers and women working for the government wearing a headscarf. The reasons for these laws are these very, very critical views of Islam, and as soon as it's in the law books, well, it becomes very hard to change these attitudes, because everybody who has a critical attitude to Islam can always point to these laws and says, well, the politicians themselves in the parliament, they said, well, Muslims discriminate against women and honor killings are Muslim tradition, so that's why we don't want to have these headscarves on the heads of our teachers.
Just lastly, I'm wondering, what do you think is the solution, if you have any in mind?
I think actually it's not so hard to overcome these prejudices as we sometimes think. There is a way to liberate ourselves, for example, from the tyranny of the internet. So many people take what they know about Islam, or even about Christianity for that matter, from the internet, because knowledge is fast and it's very handy, it's very didactic the way you find it on the internet. It's not so difficult to put these rumors to a reality check by asking yourself, is this really the reality which I know in my daily life and the reality which I know in my country?
Thank you.
Thank you.